Welcome to The V Word. I'm your host, Carol Olson. The V Word is recorded in the studios of WRAR 97.3 FM. This week's show is a series in collaboration with Stacey Vicchetti, Hot Tran, and Sakia McKenzie. All three work at the Virginia Anti-Violence Project, as well as other community activities and groups that they're involved in. Today's show is going to focus on Sakia McKenzie and her work with Nations. Welcome, Stacey, Hot, and Sakia. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Hi, Carol. Thank you for having us.
Hi, Carol. Thanks, WRAR.
Yeah, it's good to be here this morning. Thank you.
Well, Sakia, let's talk about a little bit about your organization, Nations, and what you're doing there.
Awesome. Nations Foundation is a new nonprofit organization that I founded last year in August. We opened up the doors to our office October the 24th, so we're coming along on a year in October. We provide confidential HIV testing, rapid syphilis testing. We have a food pantry that's available to people in the community, LGBTQ, or just anyone who is in need of food. The pantry is available on the first and third Fridays of the month. Anybody that's LGBTQ that is in need, they can call our office and access the pantry at any time during the month. But it's open to the general public on the first and third Fridays of the month. We also have a text line service that people can text 804-999-1440. And through the text line service, we provide testing where you are, or we will deliver condoms and safer sex items to you where you are. We also do a lot of stuff in the trans community. So we have a support group that is every other Thursday. It's called T-Girls Rock, and it's just a space that's safe for trans women to come together and fellowship with one another, encourage each other, inspire each other. And it's a few things that we got coming up soon. We're doing some new programming, so we're going to have some game nights coming up, just some other things happening so that people feel more comfortable and know about the space and just as a safe place for people to come and hang out. And it's not about testing, but it's about building community and feeling safe. So I'm excited about what we're doing. You can catch us in the clubs. We're doing club outreach. We're doing street outreach. One of our huge fundraisers is getting ready to come up on the 24th of September, and that's our fifth annual Mr. Miss and Plus Nations pageant. So that will be at the Clarion Richmond Central on September the 24th and the same weekend as Pride. And I'm excited about that because when we started the pageant 5 years ago, the vision of the pageant was to raise money to start the nonprofit. And through the pageant, we've done a lot of community service. We've done back-to-school drives for kids for school supplies. We've done a toy drive that benefited children living with HIV or affected by HIV, and we donated all those toys to VCU's Pediatric HIV AIDS Department. We've done food drives. We've done a lot of stuff in the community. So I'm just excited about the growth. I'm excited about our five-year anniversary for the pageant. People are out there and want to come and check us out, please come. It's open to the public, and all the money goes to fund what we're doing at Nations. So,
wow, that's incredible. Do you have a social media presence, like you're on Facebook or Tumblr?
Yeah, we do have a social media presence. We're on Facebook, and you can find us Nations, and it's no S. It has a Z at the end, Foundation. And then our website is www.nations.org.
And do you want to give your phone number or your text number one more time?
804-999-1440.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Where is your office located?
My office is located at 1200 Bentley Street, Richmond, Virginia, 23227. It's right off of Brook Road across from the new Walmart on Brook Road.
Great. And can people drop by?
They can drop by. Yep.
They can?
Yes. Okay. And specifically drop by on the first Friday of the month.
Of course.
Because we have pop-up hours, and Pat or Stacy will be there, and we're there offering services, and people can come in and talk, and you can access the food pantry that day. And
the food pantry is full. I mean, they do such an amazing job at Nations with the food drives that when you come in there to get something from the food pantry, like, there are always so many options, and I think the folks at Nations have done an amazing job of timing those food. You know, it's like, your paycheck only takes you so far, and so the timing of the food pantry days is, like, usually right on time. And with kids starting school, you know, it's an amazing resource that folks can use. It's just such a gift to the community, for sure.
Thank you.
And we still have school supplies if people need school supplies, so they can come by the office and pick some up. We have a lot of school supplies.
Well, I want to thank you three for being on the V-Word. And
thank you,
and
Carol,
talking.
For having us.
Thank you.
And hopefully you'll be back.
Anytime.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The V-Word, a show talking about sexual and domestic violence. You can hear past shows on our blog, theVword.org, or follow us on Twitter, @PreventViolence. The V-Word is hosted by Carol Olson and recorded in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. To learn more, donate, or volunteer, go to WRIR.org.